Everyone, it looks like Rue's out of the picture today. How about we bring someone in, just the two of us?
Sure.
All right. This one looks odd. Let's take a look. 1 second. All right. Hello there.
Oh, what? Where am I?
Well, you're in the realm of dreams and forgotten memories.
Realm of dreams?
Yes, we pulled you in through your dreamscape. Well, your consciousness, at least.
Am I stuck here? Who are you people?
No, you're not stuck. We will happily send you back. We are the delegation of dreamers. My name is Ashura.
And I'm Aephrim.
We just brought you in to ask you a few questions, get to know a bit about your life.
Questions about me?
If that's all right.
I guess so. What do you want to know?
Well, first, would you like anything to drink? Rue's not here, but we can certainly have one of the kobolds get you something.
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Of course. So, could we have your name?
My name is Harley.
A lovely name.
Oh, thank you. Picked it out myself.
It's not really that usual that people name themselves.
Yeah, well, and like my old name, got a new one.
If you're comfortable with saying, may we ask what your old name was?
Sure. I guess I don't mind. My old name was Aria.
And do you just like the name Harley better?
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward on that one. I like it. Can you tell us a bit about where you're from? Or at least originally from?
I'm from the city of Lickow. It's a kind of a shithole, if I'm being honest.
Oh, why is that?
Well, it used to be a pretty nice city when I was younger. At least, I think it was. That's what I've been told.
Isn't that what everyone says? That things used to be better when they're younger?
Yeah, but I don't really remember when it was better. Just kind of heard it was.
The world I come from has always been shit.
Most worlds are. But Licko is a little different. Licko is run by, I guess, in sections, by a bunch of mob bosses, each with their own ideals, with their own set personalities. There are 4, I guess, general factions of Licko, and each faction has its own, I guess, laws is what you could call it.
Can you tell us about some of the bosses? Did you work for one?
I worked for him for, I think it was about 3 years. His name was Sparrow North, and he was just the ruler of one of the factions. I don't know much about the other ones. He worked in Faction 3, and his world was just a giant circus, I guess you could call it. Well, that's what it was. He had nightly circus performers that would perform in front of his house every night. He had 3 separate teams that were all just different circus people, best way I can describe it. Every single night, they had a bunch of, carnival games. They had that crappy carnival food. He worked in an underground system that was split across all 4 factions, exactly like an underground sewer system that would lead to all the rest of the factions, and there would be fights that he would create throughout the factions. If you lived in one faction, you weren't allowed to go into another faction unless you were granted permission, and if you were not granted permission, you were typically arrested by that faction's police system or whatever system that they had. And he would go using his underground system into other factions and would purposefully be seen and caught, and then would start these big rioting fights with the law enforcement that they had there, with random people on the street, just anybody he could, he would get them into these riots.
Well, apart from starting those riots, he seems like a nice guy who hosts parties outside of his house.
If you want to call him that.
Is there a free entrance, or do you have to pay to get into his carnival?
You paid in other ways. You didn't pay money, but you paid with labor to him. Everybody working in his faction was put to work in different brutal circumstances. For me personally, I worked directly beside him the whole time. I worked as his right-hand man, I guess you could say, until we both decided to start a riot in Faction 2. And when the police came and Sparrow realized there was too many of them, he ditched me there, and I was captured.
Sounds like a bit of a bitch.
Very much so.
So how did you escape?
I had a friend on the inside, shall we say. A very sweet person who worked in Faction 1. In fact, the ruler of her own faction. I never learned much about it, but I know she got arrested a lot. And every time I got arrested from one of Sparrow's shenanigans, shall we call it, she was there. And one day, she planned her own escape, and she took me with her. And when we were outside, she chose to go back to her faction, and I chose to leave.
Where did you end up going after you left?
I wandered on my own for a while, and then I heard screaming. And when I followed it, there was this punk bitch dude beating up this lady, trying to rob her. So I beat the shit out of him. And after I did, I heard of a town that was guarded by a castle of sorts that had a lot of riches. And as someone who was living on the streets, riches enticed me.
A town guarded by a castle? Like a living castle guarding the town?
No, it's not a castle where royalty lived. It's more of a guard post, but the way they had built it, it looks like a castle. It was a massive, massive, fully guarded guard tower that they had built to look like a castle.
Why was there such a big guard post at the town? Was it some important town?
It was less about the importance of the town and more about what the guard tower was trying to hide. Inside the tower, we found a portal to hell. We assumed that's what they were trying to hide.
So you and your party came across this, but how did you meet your party?
We were all going to the same town for the same riches. We met when we were walking to a bar to stay the night. That's where I met Oliver and Lobo. I didn't meet the others until a little bit later. Clint, I met the next day, and he came out of nowhere when we were trying to get our animals back to the blacksmith.
What do you mean, your animals?
You see, Oliver, he's special, shall we call him. He has a way with animals. He went into the forest while me and Lobo were trying to find some food. And the next time we saw him, he had, like, 4 squirrels, rabbits, some deer, a couple birds with him that he had all tamed.
I was going to say, that sounds like a feast.
He would probably kill us if we tried to.
Is he Snow White?
You could say that. I would say he is.
Why would the color of his skin matter? Come on, Ashur.
Don't you be telling the people I'm not woke. You said you were giving your animals to someone. Who were you giving them to?
To the town. We couldn't bring them all with us, and we decided that they could at least be watches for the town. And if something happened, they could find a way to alert us.
Okay. I understand now.
Yeah, did you mention that you took them to a blacksmith?
Yes. Well, Lobo was out looking for animals while we were finding food. Found another animal of our own, a deer, and he killed the deer. We ended up bringing the deer to the blacksmith, and its hide was used to make armor for me and for Oliver as well. What we didn't realize was that the deer was a mama deer, and 2 baby deer came out of the clearing of the forest.
Oh, dear.
And so when Oliver met up with us again, me and him took both the baby deer and went back to the blacksmith to
make them into armor.
No, to make armor for them so they could come with us.
Oh, you made their mother into...
We don't like to think too much into it.
That's a little sick.
We don't like to think too much into it.
As you shouldn't.
That's looking fine. What are you wearing?
My mother.
But you mentioned that you found a portal to hell.
Yes. We decided to go into the guard tower to get whatever they were hiding, and we assumed it had to be riches. And so we found a locked door. We needed to open it. The only place that had the key was in a guard's room where the guard was asleep. So I snuck into the guard's room, grabbed the key, came back out, locked him in the room. Right after, someone, will not be naming any names, Clint, made a very loud noise and woke him up. And then he tried to break out of his room. And when he did, Oliver had somehow convinced him that we were his friends and he needed to help us. And so we left with him and then came back the next day and found the portal to hell. And that is also where we met the lovely Raven, who is the newest member of our little group. And she came to us and basically said that she needed help. We said, sure, where? And she said, in hell. And so we all got into the portal.
Did she just come out of the portal and go, hey, I need your help, and you just jumped in?
Basically. That's the gist of what happened.
Very trusting.
I've often been told to go to hell, but I've never seen that as an invitation.
Don't worry, Ephraim, you and I will be walking hand in hand to hell eventually.
Well, do you need to get something from there?
Possibly some groceries. They have the best cornbread down there.
So, what was it you had to do in hell?
Our only mission was to find her father and hopefully stop him from whatever he was doing. Though, thinking on it now, Raven never told us what he did. Just said that we had to go find him.
And that's what you're currently doing?
Yes. We went through the first two rings of hell rather easily. Though in ring three is when we started trouble. Everybody had gotten charmed, except for Raven and Oliver. And as we were walking, we saw a beautiful stampede of horses. And I decided to want to ride the horses. But what I did not know is that the beautiful horses of what I saw were very different to what Oliver and Raven were seeing. In fact, they were not beautiful horses. They were giant hellfire horses coming right towards us, trying to kill us. And when I went to go ride them, Oliver did not like that and he tried to stop me. So I admittedly guilt-tripped him into letting me go by fake crying to the best of my ability. And when I started running towards them again and I looked up at them, they were not the pretty horses I had once seen. They were, in fact, the hell horses. And we all had to take off running in the opposite direction until we could fight them.
You fought hell horses?
I mean, Lovell punched them quite a few times, and they stopped moving. I would say that that's a win for us.
That's one way to do it. Was that your favorite fight that you've had? Or is there another?
I'd say that's probably my favorite of our adventures that we've had so far.
And what about your favorite weapon to use?
I have my glorious giant hammer that I had custom built for me.
Who built it?
Was a gift from Sparrow, shall we say.
It seems like hammers are a good weapon because it can also be a tool. Very functional.
They are functional. I do struggle hitting a nail, though. My hammer is massive, so I usually just break the floor.
So, have you managed to acquire any treasures during your adventure?
Ephraim would like a few gems.
Other than the friends we've made along the way, I'm kidding, I hate them all. No, nothing of worth of too much value that we haven't already sold.
I mean, the gold itself is a treasure, I would say.
That is true. Then we are swimming rich.
I like gold.
Gold is very, very nice. You can buy stuff with it.
Or you could hoard it, pile it up.
I suppose you could do that too.
Ephraim knows all about that a little too well, if I may say.
There's no greater feeling than sleeping naked on a pile of gold.
You're naked all the time.
Yeah.
We're both naked. I think we're both naked. Yep, I'm naked.
What are your goals in life? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, that's a funny question, isn't it? I guess I would like to go back to the factions one day. I would like to see how they're doing.
What about taking down your old boss?
I would love to kill him. Very much so.
Would your goal be to take control over Lyko or just a faction?
I wouldn't mind a faction to myself.
What would you name it?
Name my own faction? That is an excellent question that I do not have an answer to.
That's perfectly fine.
The Smash and Grabbers.
I mean, that could work.
I can see that. I'll get on a little banner. Put it around the faction.
I think Abram's going to need some royalties for that.
I'll take 5%.
All right. I do believe that might be all the time we have. You seem to be rather busy yourself, especially when you're in hell.
Yes, I would like to go back to hell, please.
Not something we hear every day, but as it should be.
Yes, you can go to hell.
Thank you. It was lovely meeting you both.
Hey, but until we see you again, have a good awakening.